Indonesian Wonder today is featuring Skilot from Pasuruan District, East Jawa. Residents in Tambak Lekok Village, Lekok Subdistrict Pasuruan, East Jawa have their own way of celebrating Lebaran Ketupat, which is held 1 week after Idul Fitri, that is by holding the Skilot or Surfing on Mud competition. This competition, which has become a cultural tradition for residents for decades, is usually followed by dozens of participants from representatives of villages throughout the Lekok sub-district. According to the story, the tradition of surfing on mud is a habit of residents while looking for shells and crabs on the coast. To make it easier, they use a kind of surfboards. Skilot itself comes from two words, ski, which is actually an English word, and celot in Madurese, which means mud. So skilot means skiing on mud. In this match, the participants who have gathered since 7 a.m. will compete quickly by surfing on the mud. To do this, one leg is bent on a surfboard made of wood about 1 meter long and 45 to 50 centimeters wide, while the other leg paddles. There are no special requirements for participants to take part in this competition. You just need to be strong enough to navigate the track. Usually, the organizer provides 4 routes. Each track is approximately 1.5 meters wide with a rope tied with colorful flags. Participants simply draw lots on which route they will start. The skilot competition is not only attended by adults, but also by children who are very enthusiastic about taking part. Everyone who succeeds in becoming a champion will feel proud because he will be called a skilled and capable fisherman at work. Usually, during the skilot competition, various other competitions will also be held, such as decorative boat competitions, rowing boat competition, boat tug of war, and pencak silat competitions. After watching the competitions, which usually takes place from 7 a.m. to 11 a.m., residents usually proceed to relatives' houses to celebrate the holiday. That was Indonesian Wonder today.